Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association has officially announced their 2022 Cattlemen of the Year. Steve Springer was the award recipient, and he's a third-generation beef farmer from Iowa County. Currently serves on the Cattlemen's Beef Board after his nomination from WCA, and he's also a member of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, WCA, and the Iowa County Cattlemen's Association.
My name is Steve Springer, and I'm a cow-calf producer from southwest Wisconsin, Iowa County specifically. Third generation. That's basically all I've ever done. We've never milked cows. There's a lot of really good beef producers in that part of the country. I got involved with my local Iowa County Cattlemen's Association, which then led to Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association, which then led to being placed on the CBB board, or the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And that's kind of how things fell in line for me. I'm a proponent of beef industry, and I like our product a lot.
Mm-hmm. Talk about your operation at home. What exactly does that look like from gate to plate?
We run a number of cow-calf pairs. Our cow-calf base is basically Hereford Angus cross, so we have black white face cows. We'll come back with either Hereford or Angus bulls on some of them, and then we use quite a few Charolais bulls too as a terminal cross. We'll background our calves after weaning. We'll wean our calves normally end of October, first part of November. We'll background those calves until about 60 days, 75 days roughly. Mark those calves generally as 8-weight feeders in January is our deal. We follow, I think, a pretty good vaccination protocol. We'll vaccinate those calves 3 times throughout their lives, basically spring, early fall, and then just prior to weaning. We also follow quiet weaning practices, either fence line or nose flap weaning, and that's been a real boon to us. Our pull rate, the stress level on those calves has went down dramatically. That's what our operation basically looks like. We provide our own feed. Vast majority of our own feed.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm curious to know too is, how many years have you been involved with the board, and what exactly is your role?
I've been involved with Wisconsin Cattlemen's for some time. I was placed on the Beef Council at that time. These boards, you should have other people on the boards too, right? And so, but I was contacted to be, if I'd be interested in being on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, which handles your checkoff dollar. So when you take an animal to market and that dollar's taken from your check and used for promotion, 50 cents of that dollar stays in the state of Wisconsin, and 50 cents moved to the National Cattlemen's Beef Board. And so I was nominated to be part of that. It was placed on there a year ago.
Again, that's Steve Springer, the 2022 Cattleman of the Year. This award honors a cattle producer from Wisconsin who excels in various areas of the state's industry and exemplifies the ideals of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. More information on the award can be found on the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association website, and a full list of award recipients can be found at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.